We is tied up into a
sheriff.
And these are piled up into a
stack. Yeah, stack.
Do you know how many there would be in a stack?
No idea. In wheat.
Somebody might say we raised 40 watts of wheat to an acre.
Acres? Oh, 40 bushels of wheat.
What do you have to do with oats to separate the grain from the rest of it?
There's a machine that does that. Of course, it separates the various parts of it, like the hulling of peas and beans, as far as I know.
Something that we had to do today, just the two of us, we could say we'll have to do it, or you would say what and what have to do it, using pronouns, you would say.
She or I.
He doesn't want just you or me, he wants
both of us.
If some friends of yours and you are coming over to see me, you say, what and what are coming over, using pronouns.
Oh, pronouns, or he and the she.
Or if it's, if
or
you
I include. Will accompany them, yes. He, she, and I will be able to see you.
If you, knock at the door and that the people inside say, who's there? What would you say?
It is I. Give my name. Lonnie Briscoe.
If it's, if
oh, your friend. I say, oh, this is your friend. You know, that's always getting the answer in a hurry. This is a long lost cousin. something to be humorous.
If we were on the inside and we were expecting someone and we heard this knock at the door, we'd say, oh, it's only
the guest or by name.
Or using a pronoun if it was a male.
Or it's only her
or
him.
Uh-huh. If it's two people, it's
they.
Comparing how tall you are, you say, he is not as tall as
I am.
Comparing how tall you are again, you say, I'm not as tall
as he or she.
Comparing how well you can do something, you say, he can do it better than
I.
If Texas was west, and
southwest.
That, yeah, okay. Or California, say California.
Yeah, that's way southwest.
Yeah. You would say, that's the what west I have ever been.
Farthest west.
If something belongs to me, it's
yours.
Or I would say it's
mine.
If it belongs to both of us,
it's ours.
If it belongs to them, it's
theirs.
And to him, it's
his.
And to her, it's
hers.
People have been to visit you.
Her and this girl.
Yearn. People have been to visit you and they are about to leave. You say to them, what?
Oh, please come back, or feel free to come back, or I'm sorry you have to leave, or some such expression.
If their
we'll return, they'll come again.
If their car was out in the road, you might say to them, someone's going to run into what car?
To your car.
Asking about people at a party, you'd say, blank was there. You had
people?
Not,